This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on chakra wellness for sensitive souls. So we are talking all about chakra wellness for this series, and I can't really get into chakra wellness without talking about the very worst things we could be doing for our chakras. So I want to list with you the top 10 things that we could be unconsciously doing towards our chakra system that could be affecting us negatively, but not really realize it, okay? Now, don't feel bad if you do some of these things. I've most likely have done all of them, and it's natural. You know, we kind of tend to do certain things when we're feeling down or overwhelmed or we're stressed, right? All right, so let's dive in. The number one worst thing to do for your chakra system is to not manage your stress levels well. Now, I know I'm hearing you right now. I'm hearing the groans. But when we are not being very proactive in managing our stress, so many of us haven't learned how to do that. We don't know how to handle our stress. Sometimes we suppress our voice. We don't speak up for ourselves because it's too uncomfortable. So we just take in that stress. We take in what the world is giving us instead of setting proper boundaries. Sometimes we take on too much that no one asked us to take on, and we put stress on ourselves because maybe a root cause of that could be people pleasing or the fear of rejection or wanting to feel accepted or wanting a certain recognition, whatever it is, really depends, right? There could be other things. There could be outside factors, right? When we go through life changes, that's stressful. Things that are beyond our control that we weren't expecting to happen create stress. Now, stress in of itself is not really a bad thing. We are always going to be experiencing stress, going through changes, growth, evolving, transitions. That's going to create stress. But it's really about our reaction to the stress. It's the impact of the stress. It's the severity of the stress that really affects us, right? And there are so many stressors out there. And when we go through stress, sometimes it can feel so overwhelming. We don't know how to really manage it. It feels like, I don't know what to do with all this stuff. So I'm going to just suppress it, or I'm going to numb myself, or I'm going to go drink or smoke or just do something else that's not this, so I don't have to feel this anymore, right? And sometimes we're just so afraid to feel, so afraid to acknowledge, so afraid to look deeper into things that we can run our lives on autopilot and not look deeper into the situation. But when we utilize the power of chakra wellness and we get a deeper understanding as to what chakra could this stress be related to, and how can we be more proactive with utilizing chakra wellness tips and activities and information and the right foods, we can better handle certain stressful experiences, right? Okay. Number two on the worst things that you could be doing for your chakras is not moving your body. So if you are very sedentary, if you're not moving your body, if you're just kind of laying down all day long, you're sitting all day long, especially for a lot of us working from home, we could be sitting on the computer all day. And you know, when we're laying down, we're basically sitting, especially for side sleepers. So our body is just kind of in this position for a long time, and we're not moving our bodies enough. Your chakras are energy centers, and they flow. The energy flows through this system. So if we're not moving, then the energy is not flowing. We're not releasing the old energy, and we're just sitting in it. And so we want to move that energy out. So dancing, running, walking, jogging, stretching, yoga, swimming, just moving the body itself naturally begins to move those chakras and activate those chakras. My favorite chakra alignment exercises are actually jumping and dancing. So I love working out and jumping on my little trampoline, and that is the fastest way to align and activate your chakras. The third worst thing that you could be doing for your chakras is too much screen time and social media addiction. So when we're on our phones all day and we're staring at the screen and we're doom scrolling and we're looking all day on the phones, oh my goodness, this can have such a negative impact on us. Not only are we sitting and not moving, and we kind of move into this sense of paralysis when we keep scrolling, we are taking in so much information that literally can unsettle every single chakra in your system. It can promote the feeling of comparison, not feeling good enough, which can affect your solar plexus. Sometimes we can experience a feeling of jealousy if we see something that may represent a threat to our connections. It can affect your third eye, obviously, because the screen itself, just looking at the phone itself, sends all these certain colors of frequency that impact that third eye. We are meant to be outside receiving that good sunlight so that way we can get our circadian rhythm balance, which will affect our sleep, right? And our sleep is responsible for that third eye. So if we are all over the place and we're looking at the phones all day and looking at the computer screens all day and looking at our tablets and iPads and just so much screen time, that's going to affect all of your chakras. So we want to be mindful of keeping that a little bit to a minimum. The fourth worst thing for your chakra system is going to be to suppress your emotion. So kind of similar to what I was saying about stress management, but when we intentionally ignore our emotions, or we even judge those emotions harshly and we say, oh, I shouldn't feel like that. I don't know. Oh no, I really don't feel like that. I'm positive. I'm being positive about it, right? That's not really getting down to the root of it. Sometimes we could be so afraid of our emotions and our feelings that we don't work through things. We are just wanting to run away from those emotions and those feelings. And every emotion can be connected to different chakras. Anger can be related to your solar plexus, but also so can joy. And we can actually suppress our joy, right? Have you ever been afraid to feel joy? Have you ever been afraid to feel happy, to feel like it's safe to be happy about something because maybe you're expecting something negative around the corner to come in and steal it away? So you just kind of suppress your joy when you have a happy moment. Do you suppress your anger because someone has made you feel wrong for feeling angry? If you feel guilty about something, do you suppress your guilt or do you suppress your shame? When we suppress these emotions, they manifest into physical ailments in the body to get our attention. And what do? We suppress more. We run to medications and we run to trying to delete the symptom without looking at the root of the issue. So we want to look a little deeper into that. The fifth worst thing you could do for your chakras is to stay in unfulfilling, toxic relationships. This could be friendships. This could be a partner or romantic relationship. This could be even relationships with your family members. When we place ourselves in these positions to just constantly receive that negativity and toxic energy in our relationships, it will absolutely mess up and misalign all of your chakras. It's going to affect your self-worth. It's going to affect your heart. It's going to affect your stability and your root. It's going to affect, obviously, those intimate connections with your sacral. It's going to affect your throat and the way that you communicate. How many times have we been in toxic relationships and we communicate harshly, or we say really mean things or things that are really unhealthy for our heart. And then when we move into our third eye, right, we can struggle with our own discernment. Are they gaslighting us? Are they manipulating us? Are they lying to us? I don't know. Are they tricking us? Right? So we want to get out of those toxic relationships and we don't want to look back. And if you are dealing with something like this, I would highly suggest to check out the Soul Ties series, which can dive in a little bit more and teach you how those soul ties can truly be affecting your life. Now, the next worst thing to do for your chakras is going to be to not honor yourself. When we don't honor ourselves, when we just allow for other people to take advantage of us, when we overgive, when we do more than really we need to, that's coming out of our way, we will absolutely put these chakras in a misalignment. And that can throw us off when it comes to navigating our own inner guidance. All of a sudden, now we don't feel empowered. We don't feel strong. We don't feel present. We don't even feel like we're here. We almost feel like we don't deserve to have a seat at the table. We don't deserve to sit on our throne. Instead, we start to feel resentful and bitter. And that's going to promote so much blockage in our chakra system. The next worst thing to do for your chakra system is going to be to eat unhealthy foods, processed foods, foods that are so drying, lots of bread, lots of packaged foods, greasy foods, fried foods, consuming alcohol, consuming all of these drying things, including salt and sugar. Oh my goodness, why do we crave these things? Well, I'm going to dive in with you a little deeper later on when we get into healing each chakra, because each chakra actually activate certain cravings to try to cope with the challenges. So there's a reason behind why you do everything, and that's why I love chakra wellness. But when we consume all of these drying foods, notice how these foods are either white or brown, right? And if they have dyes, well, then we know it's not real. But these foods are colorless. They really shouldn't be consumed in high amounts because our chakras vibrate different light frequencies, right? Which means when we see color, the light is being reflected back to us at a certain speed. So when we have all of this abundance of beautiful foods in our natural environment, now, I know, we have the GMOs, we have the pesticides, we have all this junk. I know, we're not going down that road. We're just going to focus on fruits, vegetables, proteins as well, right? Even though, yes, when you cook the meats, they get brown, but in their natural state, they are actually a color and it came from something that is alive. So we want to eat live foods that have frequency, foods that hold vibration, not dead drying foods that's just going to dry up the energy and create stagnancy in your flow of your chakras. All right, I'm going to mention two more things that can be really disrupting your chakra system, and that is going to be lack of self-care. Now, when we ignore our needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, whatever it is, this can absolutely lead to imbalances in our chakras over time. Now, let me be clear. I totally understand. When you're overwhelmed with so much, some of us are parents, some of us have demanding jobs, some of us are doing a lot. We're trying to survive, especially in this economy. We're trying to do so much that it really puts us in the space of losing time. And sometimes you have a little time, but you're so drained and your energy is so low, doing something for yourself can feel like a chore. It's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't feel like taking a bath. I just want to take a quick shower and I want to lay down. Or, oh my goodness, I don't want to spend all this time exercising or working out or walking. I'm limited on time. Or, oh, I have to do all these extra things. I don't have time to get a full night's rest of sleep. Oh, I don't have time to meditate or pray, right? We tend to put ourselves on the back burner. But when we don't take care of ourselves, when we don't practice tuning in with ourselves, do you know what happens? What happens is you get misaligned, your chakras get blocked, you run into feelings of frustration and feeling drained and feeling low energy. You start getting treated with less respect. You start receiving less. You start giving more. You start to feel a lower sense of confidence and lower self-esteem. You start to feel depressed and depleted. Do you want that? No, we don't. I know it takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort, but that's where setting those stronger boundaries come into play, so that way we can have a healthier relationship with ourselves and we can make the time necessary or make the changes or decisions better in our lives to care for ourselves. Now, the last worst thing to do for your chakra system is going to be to ignore your intuition. Okay, so your chakra system is your inner guidance. It's your inner map, and it's developed and activated with you along your entire life journey. And when you get those gut feelings, when you get that feeling in your heart, when you get the feeling or receiving information to help guide you, it is meant for you. So when we ignore that, we are not walking on our correct path. We're walking onto a path that others have designed for themselves. And you are taking care of them. You're feeding right into their master plan. Who's taking care of you, right? So we want to be mindful that if we're having those gut instincts, if we're feeling that energy deep within ourselves, if we're feeling this really isn't right for me, but we're ignoring it because we're thinking, well, if I do this, it's going to give me the fame. It's going to give me the money. It's going to give me this feeling of security. It's going to make me feel accepted. It's going to make me feel respected. It's going to make me feel X, Y, and Z. Anything you say that's outside of yourself, those are illusions. And the illusions that we buy ourselves into without focusing on the inner guidance that we have within ourselves, guess what energy that is? Do you know? That is devil energy. Yes, I said it. That is the energy of devil energy. When we get so tricked by the illusions of what we feel we are missing inside of ourselves because we are not following that inner map and that inner guidance because we have some feeling or void within ourselves, well, guess what? Anytime we feel that void, temptation is right there around the corner to say, hey, don't worry. You can have all that stuff. You can have all this fame if you really want it. You want to be recognized, right? You want to make lots of money, right? You want to feel loved and appreciated. You want people to adore and respect you, don't you? You do? Great. Well, you're going to have to compromise yourself. You're going to have to do things that you really don't want to do. And it's going to benefit other people around you. And you're going to have to allow for other people to take full advantage of you. But don't worry. I promise you still will get that thing. But inside, you feel chained. You feel like you're not even you anymore. You feel like I'm trapped. You feel like you're in jail. You feel like, yeah, guess I got these outside things, but I feel like I can't get peace. And then when we don't feel the peace, we try to force the peace with drugs or suppression or alcohol or numbing ourselves because we're experiencing so much pain. When everything that we wanted to feel that could have fulfilled us and brought us that peace, we ignored. Those are all of the things that I wanted to share with you about ways that we can really damage and create imbalances in our chakra system. Now, as we get further down the line, I'm going to share with you the worst things to do for each chakra because it goes into more detail and in depth on a certain focus. But overall, these things kind of affect all of our chakras. So I want us to be mindful of that. And we can't really get well until we know what's not well for us or what's not best for us. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was really insightful for you. And I want you to thank yourself for showing up today as you always do. And thank you for tuning in to Heartblend Podcast, where we are going to learn more. And so if this information is helpful for you, if you like learning more about this, go ahead and follow and subscribe. So that way you get notified every Tuesday when there's a brand new episode at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Thursday when we have a brand new meditation to help you feel good, aligned, peaceful, and relaxed. Okay? All right. Well, thank you again so much for tuning in. Have an amazing rest of your day.